Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea and to the shores beyond the shores. I'm your guest host from Canada today, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour is going to be Jack Mullen from the Government Rag, and we're going to get into the coronavirus in spades. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going in very, very deep into the belly of the beast. And I'm sure most of you are rather familiar with the beast and what it entails and what it means. And how slowly, 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 over years and years and years, this beast system is being put together and is on the verge, within a few years, to be implemented upon us. This is probably the darkest hour in human history. But unfortunately, we don't have a media outside of Power Hour and a few other related shows that will even begin to warn you about what is coming and why. The whole world, the human race, existence is under attack. It is under attack to such a great extent that we're probably losing. We probably even surreptitiously acquiesce to this system, based on various elements of perhaps greed or power, the love of money, that were lured and baited into a trap. I've done my best to try to bring these points to you. I was just shocked beyond belief when I read The Day After Roswell and heard Lieutenant Colonel Philip Corso describe what was really in the Roswell craft and what it meant. That we were spreading silicon, the real life form in this craft, around the world like Ebola, and that it would form a giant computer brain to rule us. One show that I can recommend and I have great respect for is True News. And True News has been going to the Barcelona phone conferences, the Mobile World Congress. They didn't have one this year because of the coronavirus, but they did have one in 2019, at the latter part of February. And Rick Wiles reported very, very clearly and succinctly what the beast is, how it is being prepared, and how you will be assimilated. And you can be rest assured that those of us that are not assimilated will be liquidated. That's my opinion. But that's just the way the world has worked in the past. 5G, it said at this conference, will be the global brain. It includes artificial intelligence and all these cars that will drive by themselves. They're building it, they said in 2019. There's no turning back. The target date is 2030. Although it may not be successful, because they don't even have 4G around globally yet. They actually put a human being on stage for a live microchipping. And people screamed for blood, to see blood, like it's a blood sacrifice. It's the blood sacrifice of your soul, brothers and sisters. Your soul, will you give it away? And it's not for a few pieces of silver, is for a few pieces of silicon. Very small pieces, indeed. This conference is sponsored by one of the major European banks. They're creating a neurological system that will include you embedded in it, a universal digital identity. So just like your computer has an IP number, so will you. There must be some semblance of sanity and reason that is capable of understanding what that entails. Because these few years that we have left are the only opportunity that we have to put up resistance to this system and survive. It's connected to the UN Sustainable Development Unique Digital Identity Program. India and Africa are two of the preliminary targets. Then the U.S., EU, China, South Korea. They want a lot of this all built up by 2025 in the first stage. In the second stage, from 2022 to 2025, merger with 5G, AI, the cloud, edge computing, and other sectors of the economy. And it's like I've said before, and I hope and pray that you listen for the sake of your life and your soul. When Christ returns, he rises up into the clouds with those that remain to free those trapped therein. It's not the white billowy thing in the sky. It's the Microsoft or other computer clouds. Stage three, by 2026 to 2030, the final push with seamless facial recognition everywhere. You will not be able to go anywhere, do anything without the beast being upon you and deducting whatever charges you accumulate on the way or limit you with the social credit system. Job disruptions. Big time job issues. AI can eliminate by 2030 50% of manufacturing jobs, wholesale and retail jobs, transport and storage jobs by 60%, the financial industry and insurance by a third, real estate and construction by a quarter, government by a third, well, at least there's one shining light, and healthcare by a fifth. A person by the name of Shi Wang of HTC comes out and says, two, they're building the brain and the nervous system. And listen to this very, very closely. Blockchain is the DNA of it. So many of you are lured into the financial aspects of this computer digital money. It is the DNA of the beast, of Satan's system. Hold it tight, my friends. Kiss it. Covet it with all you've got. Because if you don't know your scripture on what that entails, I am so sorry for you. Revelation 14, 9 to 12 is very, very clear. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out with mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Do you understand what profit you get from blockchain? It only costs you your immortal soul, with the ultimate reward being eternal torment and a disconnect from the God of the universe. I don't think any of the people pushing those things mentioned some of the fine print, but know it well, brothers and sisters, or perish. Stage three, 2026 to 2030, the final push. Every place. Synergy, 5G, AI, cloud, edge together. Anything might be a device, the button on your shirt, a stone on the ground. everything will be virtual. The phone will disappear because it will be the embedded chip inside you. You will have, although Rick didn't say this, but this is my interpretation, the hive mind of existence. We have a hive mind with God through prayer. That will be eliminated, will be cut off, and you will have the hive mind with the beast. The radicals that we see in various juntas of lefties or even righties will promise to give you all you need so that there can be a political revolution with this, because any police state system, even the beast system, needs an arm of enforcers, black shirts, brown shirts, whatever you want to call them. Amazon is putting out the autonomous rigs. Rick Wilds talked about that on the I-10. Amazon's looking to retrofit 20,000 vans so that there are no human drivers anymore. He says regularly on the I-95, they're being tested out. So we're creating basically a sterile world absent of God. And what do you think will be the fruit of a world like that, my fellow citizens of Power Hour Nation? Something to really and truly mourn. The loss of everything. And it is our own fault, really, because with our greed, with our ignorance, we will succumb. Revelation 16:19, the great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. And God remembered Babylon the Great and gave her the cup of wine of the fury of his wrath. When we think of the three cities that were part of one city, Babylon, a lot of people think of the Vatican, the city of London, the inner core business society, and Washington, D.C. Those are basically the control grid of the earth for business, finance, and God only knows what else. But we aren't afraid to talk about things that go bump in the night, and some of the things that we should look at. And part of it is the ancient history of what we've seen before, and some of it is America's own history. Because I was just flabbergasted to come across one of these ancient alien shows, a great series really to talk about things, although I don't believe in aliens. I believe what we're dealing with are these Nephilim, these silicon creatures, and their agents. With season 3, episode 11, The Founding Fathers. You must remember them. They built a nation. You remember me talking to you in the days of this review of Colonel Corso, his work, and what all this means. And I wrote a piece called The War of the Multiverse. It is required reading in this homeschooling program so that you understand. It's on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. Read it very, very thoroughly. You can search it out in the search engine on the blog page. Just put in multiverse and see what we're up against and how it will affect you. So in the era of the Revolutionary War, there was a lunar society with Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. They were obsessed with ancient architecture, which is why D.C. has quite a few buildings based on ancient architecture. They understood the plurality of worlds and the Age of Enlightenment. The Age of Enlightenment really takes us away from God into something else. William Herschel, the great astronomer who invented the great telescopes that were used in those days, talked about life on other planets. Ben Franklin wrote a magazine called Richard's Almanac, and he described many degrees of being, natives descended from aliens. George Washington's close aide at Valley Forge is the one in his very senior years, near 100, talked about the vision that George Washington had. And many of you are probably familiar about it. A creature, a big white entity that came to him and revealed his victory and the future. And he also described that Washington saw green-skinned creatures that looked like small Indians. Would those be very similar, perhaps, to the aliens that were from Roswell? You see, this battle has been going on probably since the dawn of time, or at least our eviction from the Garden of Eden. And that's why it is so important to understand all these things. On April 5th, 1800, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Thomas Jefferson observed a bright crash of something coming into the ground. It wasn't a meteorite. It was probably something more akin to a Roswell event. He reported it to the American Philosophical Society. A lot of these founding fathers were Freemasons, and Freemasonry has a very, very, very big influence in many of these things. George Washington was initiated in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So was John Hancock, Paul Revere. There were 9 Freemasons who signed the Declaration, 13 the Constitution. Washington is just filled with Masonic symbols. It's all ancient Egypt things. The all-seeing eye. The 1866 painting of George Washington showing Jacob's ladder going up to something that's akin to a spaceship in the sky. In Genesis 28, angels are on this Jacob's ladder. The obelisk, the energy, is to harness something from God, but the way all these things are put together is we're harnessing something probably more from the dark side, because we're not going to rely on religion, they said back then, but reason. And the main theme of DC is the triangle. There's a giant pentagram at the center of it. Jefferson said that this was the capital of the universe. The Capitol building itself is set up in a manner to observe the stars and receive this energy from space. The Freedom Statue of 1866 is a goddess morphing an eagle. The rotunda, the clouds, the apophysis, the God-man symbology with a rainbow at the feet of Washington. The dome is like an energy vortex. And then a green statue of Zeus and Apollo. Outside of it, a star chariot. These are not things that you can run away from. This is the epiphany of the future, that something has come along to wrest from our grasp everything we know, all our freedoms, all our rights, and take it away from us and turn it into something else. And that something else isn't pleasant. And MSM will not reveal the risks and the dangers, or tell you in any great detail how the war is going, because it might inspire us to be like Paul Revere and shout, to arms, the beast is coming. But those words will not be heard. We will be anesthetized into silence with pop culture, trash news, fake news, and things that don't matter at all, because the art of war is being practiced upon us, and the ultimate part of the art of war, of course, is psychological warfare. It is illegal to practice psychological warfare on Americans in the United States, but it's being practiced with such a degree that is actually heart-stopping. And I guess Jesus said it the best. I give them eyes, they will not see. I give them ears, they will not hear. Because if we were going to talk about this on the same night as a big football game, we would shout into the darkness with no echoes to our words. But the people who do the halftime show would reveal a spectacular salute to Satan that the mobs and throngs would just relish for, because they already have you, and you can't discern the difference anymore from one and another. I'm sure at Power Hour Nation we can, and for that I am thankful, because this may be the last vestige. Maybe we will be the ones that remain when the Lord rises in the clouds to rescue those trapped within. And when you get to that trap, you probably won't even know it exists anymore. But if you were into the old Superman movies, when the villains came, they were in something about the size of an LP. It was their prison. And they were trapped in this dimensional space from which they could not escape. And it spun into the orbit of the Earth and landed. That would be your future forever. Totally, totally cut off in some digital prison camp of bits, one zeros, creating a reality that isn't reality, cutting you off from God. And I believe very sincerely that the whole process of this coronavirus, which I'm now thinking is a scam from top to bottom, and a hardcore intelligence operation, is the catalyst, the bait, to lure us into a trap of the all-encompassing police state. China at this time is reporting making people download an Alibaba-backed app that decides whether you'll be quarantined for the virus or not. So your phone will turn you in to exact either punishment or keep you under control. And you love your phones. You hold them close. They're beside your head when you sleep. They're near your children. And they're deciding whether you're imprisoned or not. Think about that. Anyway, I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Glad to have you aboard.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us in the second hour will be Jack Mullen from the Government Rag to talk about the the coronavirus hoax, basically. If you have been a long-time Power Hour listener, if there was ever a piece of work that I did with Joyce in 2014, was the year, was the Ebola times. And we were just in contact continually. While she was doing the show, I would be researching things about Ebola, finding out the best information that I could find to send to her so that she could deal with it immediately with no lag time. And she did. And it was nice to hear her say my name once in a while, that I'm on the ball. The Power Hour Nation's getting the best information that can be acquired anywhere. And I found out some things that proved it was a hoax. By going through African newspapers, I found out that wells were poisoned in the areas where this so-called pandemic originated from. And the symptoms of the people who got sick were rather like those of Ebola. So when you're in a situation like that, you're just going to repeat what everyone tells you or everyone says. You have no means to verify that information. You have to take it on faith, the faith that Satan is going to tell you the truth. That was a major, major, major nail in the coffin of that story. One of the other things that we just came by using those eyes to see, was when we looked at a lot of the images of these patients being, you know, rushed from this place to that place in some sort of emergency, we could see the protective suits weren't sealed, or they weren't wearing adequate material for the level of infection. That's rather important, too, because that tells us we're dealing with a fraud. And using Plato's laws of logic, once we start to discover that we have errata, we don't have to find it all. We can pretty much safely assume that all the fruit from the poison tree is poison without tasting every piece. And that's what we found. In fact, James Fetzer, I had an old post from him I was looking at, and he found the same anomalies in the spacesuits of the so-called astronauts. That it's kind of hard to be walking on the moon and you got a hole in your spacesuit, or it's just not sealed up properly. kind of defeats the whole purpose of what they're lying to us about. And when you see these anomalies, they're just cast aside, brushed aside, and we have to exacerbate the lie. The caller yesterday was a good man. He had a lot of good information for Daniel, talking about the great plagues of the past, like the flu, and that how people who worked in a spice plant didn't get it. What that was specifically was the cinnamon plants. No one got the 1918 flu that worked in those. That was the thing that saves you. What big business does frequently with cinnamon is gives you some sort of substitute that isn't real pure cinnamon. It just looks like it and tastes like it. But you're never going to have any therapeutic properties like the real McCoy. So make sure when you get cinnamon, you get the top end. One of the other things about the Ebola crisis that I found out is, by the same token, it's like the commercials we have, you know, when you're going through there, you know, we talk about the health products that are available and to get the real thing, the things that really work and help you. Well, no one got Ebola in past times that worked on the rubber plantations, because there's something in the rubber tree that protected you or destroyed the Ebola germ. But that's something the panic seekers don't seem to want to reveal to you for some reason. We also have issues with kidney stones arising. And it's not like I haven't had my fair share of them over the years. But it took me a long time to find out what God's cure or treatment for that is. It's an herb called Chanca Piedra. The Latin name, Philanthus Nerin. It's from the Amazon. What it means, Chanca Piedra, is to break stone. It's the stonebreaker herb. So if you don't remember the name, you can just look up stonebreaker herb. And, you know, for the present one I've got, that's what I've been using. And apple cider vinegar is amazing for this as well. And we may have a tweak here and there, but, you know, hopefully slowly over the time I've been using this, it has dissolved and moved on. And if you're susceptible to these stones, you might want to take something like that. You can never go wrong with apple cider vinegar and baking soda as a good tonic for your body. I'm a wimp and I mix it with water, and that alleviates the taste. And I found it to be very, very effective. But if you take it once in a while, just in case one of those little things is starting to form, you can get it before it gets too big and may never even know it was in your body. I met a Christian woman a long, long time ago at work who always described her water as Adam's ale. And when you think about something pure, fresh from the Garden of Eden and the fact that our bodies are made up mostly of water, that only makes sense that that's the best thing to put in it. Good, pure, wholesome water. And most of the substitutes, like soda pops, even some of the juices are highly loaded with sugars and other chemicals could be put in them that we have no idea about. So there may be a lot of things that aren't really pure inside, even though we think we're getting something nutritious, aren't the best fuel for our bodies. So to clean out the impurities, to make us strong, there's nothing better than Adam's ale. And why we resist that, almost like it's a poison, just shows you the power of mass marketing techniques. I have a understanding, too, when we talked about abortion and the courts ruling that a child in womb is not a person. And people talk about, you know, other great wrongs, too. And the courts were on side in decisions like that, too. In Germany, the Supreme Court said Jews weren't persons. In the 1860s, the American Supreme Court said black people weren't persons. That's the crux of the matter, is law. Law is not anywhere near reality, truth, or justice. It's just a phraseology, a terminology to make something something, whether it is or it is not, and accepting it as such. That's a terrible state of affairs, because this law is not God's law. And we failed desperately by allowing an existence, a reality created by political pressure and almost mob violence, to support the ending of life and basically doing human sacrifice. For the benefit of what? And I lean back to those green creatures. Perhaps the real deep state, when I talk about the war of the multiverse, that we may very well be their food, we are definitely their cattle, and they can do with us what they please. And no one can even begin to understand it because it's kept concealed from us. In the news, there was a lot of action in Syria of late. It gets minor mention on MSM because we have all our pop culture items to talk about. But it is rather frightening that we have the Turks and the Russians squaring off, generally by proxy, but with the proxies shooting down drones and aircraft, fixed wing and rotor, in Syria. And we have to remember that these places are the ancient cultures where everything originated from. This is where the battle of the multiverse came from. And there are many, many things in these countries, antiquities, written words and languages that most of us can never understand, that explain everything in fine detail, hidden things under the ground. I was quite surprised that, you know, that was like a giant pyramid in Crimea. Well, who is controlling this and why? What is the power behind it? Is that what we're fighting for and the rest is just some sort of trivial muck? But this is very important, because almost overnight, it could turn into a war. The NATO Charter doesn't require us to aid Turkey if Turkey is invading or attacking another country. It's a defense treaty, not an offense treaty. So we're under no obligation to help them if they go stick their head in a pencil sharpener and the Russians decide to give them a good lesson. But I believe the international financiers and political politburo of the West would probably not sit idle. One of the bizarre little scenarios that seems to set up something came from a Middle East newspaper that I read, so that at least I can get in there. It's called Al-Masdar News, and they'll get into a lot of these things with short, easy-to-read stories because, of course, English isn't their first language. Militants attempted to carry out chemical weapons attack during the Syrian army advance. So they reiterated that from a Russian news service. But I think all of us who understand how wars really work know what happens when George Bush's old WMD ends up on the battlefield. Is terrorists or sympathizers for the Turks would take that out, try to use it against the proxy army of the Syrians or the Syrians directly, and when it's exposed on the battlefield, point their finger to say they did it, hoping the United States, with its army of media allies, would harp on this until some sort of airstrike is carried out. That's the way it works. By some misfortune, these guys mucked up, and the stuff opened up too soon, and they got sick. But that's the way the world works. We are prisoners of the news matrix. We had Joe Loria from Consortium News on the last time I was up at bat, and he mentioned a very, very interesting man that has fallen off the radar screen for many of us, including myself, Gary Webb, the journalist with the San Jose Mercury News, Pulitzer Prize winner for covering earthquakes. But he wrote a series of articles called Dark Alliance about the CIA smuggling drugs into South Central Los Angeles, primarily hooking up the African-American community and milking them like cows. one gang leader, it's mentioned in the movie that was made about him, was bringing in $6 million a week to the CIA. They couldn't sell the drugs fast enough. So a popular film was made about it relatively recently in 2014 called Kill the Messenger. It is well worth seeing. It's an excellent film. And the reason it's so important as a movie is it shows very, very clearly what happens to you as a truth warrior. They attack you with unbridled passions. The story went out. It had its effect. Congress was shaking. The news media was just screaming about the abuses of the CIA smuggling drugs. Then, a little behind-the-scenes work between some newspapers that are very well-known today still for their influence on people's minds, and people who are in the shadows of power, primarily in the intelligence agencies, saying, not specifically, kill the messenger, but get him. Turn on him. And they did. And he was on the front page of the big dailies like the Washington Post or the New York Times and many others. A lot of the television news of the time, just totally tearing him apart and trying to take away his credibility. They drove that newspaper, which was never that big a newspaper. I always found it to be a quality newspaper when I came across articles in the past that they put out a lot of good work and had high standards. In those days, they didn't have a Foreign Bureau or a Washington Bureau or anything like that. It was just pretty much one man and a mission. And even still today, he is blasphemed by corporate media. Although in the intervening era, the CIA has openly admitted that they were doing that. It's common knowledge now. And I'll tell you something, just to show you how devious they are and how stupid we are to believe it. What came up then to change the channel? And that's something they always do. When they're caught, they need something to come up and divert attention from. So as Mr. Webb is being torn apart, and this news and information is causing everyone to question government and government agencies, and basically the work of Satan that they do, we needed a scandal. Sometimes they do wars. Wars are good for that. Osama bin Laden was a classic for that, to just say, oh, don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Watch me pull Osama bin Laden out of my hat. Rawr. And then everything changes to focus on him. Usually when all those cameras and newspapers and radios turn their focus, that's a feint, like in sports, to take you away from the true news, the true targets. So in those days, it was the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Nothing like a little titillation from a sex story about the president to cover the fact that the company was smuggling drugs and probably killing more Americans with that activity than any enemy in war, and definitely making their life a miserable hell. And that's such a terrible thing, really, that what we look for and look up to frequently is in a dark alliance, an alliance with Satan, primarily, because they use this money to wage war, primarily on innocent people in Central America, South America. Part of the great scheme of it all is called Operation Condor, and the most terrible abuses that could ever be imagined were practiced on people in those countries. It's difficult to even watch documentaries on that because it is just so painful to see people tortured, murdered, brutalized, trained in the United States by the American military and sent back to basically wage jihad on a nation's people. And I guess part of the big thing would be, well, they're all commies anyway. But Mr. Webb pretty much lost everything. He lost his integrity because they stole it from him. He was exposed for some personal issues that made him look bad, pretty much like the president, but he was still president. He was basically relegated to some dark sub-office of the San Jose Mercury News. And he said, you know, one of his big stories was to report on a horse that died of constipation for the local police. Quite a change. The difficult thing for Gary was he wasn't a real heartfelt Christian, if he was at all. Because then, when you are, you understand persecution, and you know what it means. God ordained him and directed him to reveal a very important matter to the world, to the American people, and try to save people from this dark abyss. That was his mission. And he was warned all the way along, this isn't going to go well for you. They're going to take you down, or at least make it a good effort to do that. His paper stood behind him, but again, it's quite a loss of prestige to be downgraded from the top journalist of the year to the substation. But when we realize we're doing God's work, sometimes it's an extended period, sometimes it's just a one-off. And for his, it was the one-off. You did your duty, you exposed the horrors, and pretty much you're probably looking at a career change. And maybe it won't be pretty to get started again. Maybe you'll work in a manufacturing job, maybe you'll be sweeping the floors, which is an interesting story if you know the story behind the hymn Amazing Grace. One of the captains of one of the slave ships, Once I Was Blind, remember that one, Amazing Grace? That was his big thing, was to clean the floors in the church as penance for his sins. But it's not that this man sinned. He should smilingly take his penance for the fact that he did the right thing at the right time, and in God's eyes, he is a hero. He is one of the people who will sit at the table, given the opportunity, because he did his duty well. And that's why don't be afraid of that. Don't think about your life as being, I want to get what I want to get. Then you're like a small, spoiled child. No, you're not going to get what you want to get. You're going to get what God has planned for you. You do what he wants you to do, and he'll keep you alive and put food on the table, keep a roof over your head, but maybe you'll never be a reporter again. And he was never a reporter again. Then they say he was one of those suicides. A lot of people never accepted that because he was shot twice in the head with a .38. So generally, just the shock and the blast of one of those going off in a minor wound in such an area would probably lay out on the floor pretty good. And I don't know if you'd have the opportunity to do a second time. But if the dark forces came upon you, they'd have no trouble pulling the trigger twice or more. And there are many suicides that have come along in the past where it was more. And it's whoever writes the fiction that is the report, whether it's an official report for the government or the news media, that becomes the narrative. And that narrative is a lie. And what more do we expect from Satan's minions than a net fabric of lies? So we have to salute people like Mr. Webb for taking that initiative. And there are so many more. And most of them will never be remembered or eulogized properly. Just in the shadows, they did what was required. One was a policeman at Oklahoma City. He had all the records. I think he was a state policeman. And he was trying to run away with them or secure them somewhere. and he was found shot to death by his car. There was a hero. There'll not be a national day of mourning or a building named after him or anything like that, but in God's eyes, he looks down upon you and says, job well done. And we, the people, should look at our martyrs like that. The people who took on the oligarchies, not just against the British, but against whatever evil lurks, to say, job well done. We love you. We respect you. We honor your memory. And think about people like that. Pray for them, because they deserve it. And most of the other ones who participate in this evil don't. Well, I was doing some research to talk about this. It was kind of funny that I came across a CIA document, Managing a Nightmare, CIA Public Affairs, and the Drug Conspiracy Story. So the conspiracy was true. When conspiracy is reality, then reality is the conspiracy. One of my George-isms. Anyway, thanks for listening to Power Hour Nation. We'll be back after the break with Jack Mullen from the Government Rag. God bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.